This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, we do a lot of bits that people don't understand, and I get that. But somewhere out there, a huge Jazz fan is driving around in their cars that happens to like sports and hearing all these Jazz songs coming back from break. And yeah, he's just in his car rocking out.
And he's mad at us for talking over the music.
Oh, yeah. It has nothing to do with the bits to him. He just wants to hear the jazz.
Of course. He's all jazzed up. Thanks to Ryan Spader for joining the show. You can follow him at The Ace of Spader.
He was great, man. If people missed that, we're going to post that segment later on Twitter. People can follow Tom Daly at Tom Daly, too.
And also, if they missed it, no problem. You can go back and rewind up to 24 hours on the radio.com Rewind app. If you haven't already, you have to re-download the app to get the Rewind function, and then you can go back 24 hours in time and listen to it just like you're listening to the real radio.
Just re-download the app.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Cool.
Delete the app that you have. Go back into the app store and re-download it.
Okay. That's not too complicated. I think people can handle that.
Yeah. People are smart. But Spader had a lot to get into, and that's why we went so long with him, because I did not know that he was pretty much on the beat. He was talking to the sources, talking to everybody.
Yeah, I knew he was going to have something to say because he's just been all over this since the story first came out that the Major League Baseball was investigating the Astros, you know, weeks and weeks ago. He's been kind of tweeting stuff here and there based off of people. He knows so many people in and around baseball that it's impossible to figure out who he's talking to, but I damn sure believe that he's talking to legitimate players and people that work for teams and et cetera.
And then to go back to what he said about the guy with the binoculars and the towel, he said he heard that from so many people that even though it sounded ridiculous, it had to be true.
Right.
Because he had talked to so many people that had all said the same ridiculous story. Because that is so old and out of date.
Yeah. That antiquated.
Antiquated. That if you heard someone in 2019, 2020 tell you there's a guy, he stands out with a towel in center field and he drops it for a off-speed pitch, you'd go, no, he doesn't. There's no way right. that someone in Major League Baseball or Associated does that.
Well,
he heard it from plenty of people, he said.
Well, how about this? You know, this story is already so explosive and it reaches so far throughout the baseball world already. And then Spader just casually drops, yeah, I know up to 8 or 9 other teams that are just as guilty as the Astros. Just 8 or 9 other teams that are just, he qualified it. And then I asked him to confirm that part of the, what he was saying. And he doubled down and he said, yeah, they're just as guilty as the Astros have been proven to be.
Well, Shorts, with you, we haven't been able to express our opinions on the matter yet. You're a massive baseball guy. You have to have something to say about this. I'm going to give you the floor, and then I'm going to jump in when I feel necessary because there's a lot to this, and the way that the news came down yesterday was so hot and heavy that I just feel that you can go a ton of places with this.
Well, I want to offer a disclaimer before I start speaking about this. Everything I'm about to say for the rest of this segment is all speculative. Just entirely recklessly speculating based off of things that I've seen on Twitter that I cannot substantiate, corroborate one way or another.
And some of the people that have been tweeting the information cannot be confirmed as real people.
Yes, but that is what makes this whole thing so fascinating and so entertaining. because it completely devolved over the past two days to where we were working off facts and information when the report first came out at the beginning of the week that the Astros did, in fact, cheat in the 2017 season and then not beyond that. And then every day since then has been reckless speculation on Twitter and, again, analyzing videos like the Zapruder film. It to me, here's what got me hooked on this. When I saw a video, again, it's like a close-up shot. It's the 2019 ALCS where the Astros beat the Yankees. So that's a hook in itself right there, because this is a different year than the one that they got in trouble for. 2 years later, just this past season, the same year that the Nationals played the Astros in the World Series, there is a video of Jose Altuve after the game-winning home run. He's running towards the plate. All of his Astro teammates are waiting there for him. They're about to maul him, and
he covers up. He almost hugs himself.
Yes, he almost hugs himself, and he's reaching to grab both inseams of his jersey as if to tightly hold it together, and then he's mouthing the words. It looks like he's mouthing the words, "I'm wearing a thing," or something. "I'm wearing the thing. Don't rip my jersey. Right. I'm wearing a thing."
Which then Ryan Spader, when you brought it up in the interview, he said something in Spanish that he thinks he could have just been speaking in Spanish.
Could have been. But there's so many different tendrils to this thing that the very next thing, and this is what you really need to pay attention to, after this video where he's mouthing these words that appear to be corroborating this unsubstantiated theory that he's trying to cover up and make sure people don't expose him for wearing this buzzer. Again, all speculative. We already threw that qualifier out there. The next thing that got me hooked even deeper was a post-game interview he did with Ken Rosenthal, who's the guy that broke the story about the cheating scandal to begin with. And Ken Rosenthal, let me backtrack just a second.
Okay.
The first part of the video is post-home plate celebration after Altuve hits the game-winning home run. The next thing that happens, you see Altuve run into the home dugout, back into the clubhouse.
To put on the championship t-shirt.
And comes out without the jersey any longer. Now, why did he have to do that there? Everybody else just threw the shirt on right over their jersey.
Right. And
nobody else went into the clubhouse.
And Grant brought this up on Grant and Danny today. He said, you know, when he was down covering the Nationals this year and when he's been working for MLB Network on the sidelines,
yeah,
he's seen this routine happen plenty of times where the players just kind of just take the jersey off, throw it to whoever needs to take it.
Yeah.
They immediately throw the t-shirt on because they don't want to leave the field.
Grant, because they've got another shirt on underneath. It's not like they're going naked.
They have an Under Armour shirt on.
Yeah.
But Grant was describing the excitement of it, where how could you possibly leave the field in this moment? You're
yes.
so excited to be here with your team in this situation. How could you possibly leave the field? But in this one instance, Jose Altuve, after covering up and protecting himself, and mind you, I do need to say this, there was a run at that time of people messing with Altuve.
Yes.
Leading up to it, where he'd be on first base and the first baseman would untuck his jersey while he was standing there. There was a run of people messing with Altuve. So maybe it was him just kind of going, hey, don't embarrass me here. Let me have my moment. And maybe it just now looking back at it through the glasses that we're looking at it with, maybe it does look a little different now. Maybe it was, you know, a little more friendly and not as severe as we're looking into it now. But yeah, for him to go into the clubhouse to put the shirt on as opposed to the rest of his teammates doing it right there on the field,
right,
it's a little suspect.
Like, nobody else went into the clubhouse first. Nobody else. He's the only one that we saw, and it's in this video. Now, what I think we should discuss when we come back is the interview itself. You tell me if we have time to do this, Tommy, because I want to get going on this, and
okay,
I want to keep going on it, because I think this is interesting as hell. But the interview itself, I think we should listen to on the other side of the break.
Altuve and Rosenthal.
Yes, because this is right after he comes back out with the new shirt on, after he may or may not have, I'm not making any allegations here, may or may not have removed a buzzer-like device from his chest.
We don't know that. That's Chris Lingbach making an acquisition. I don't even know what to say.
But we got to listen to this interview on the other side because I'm telling you, you hear it, it sounds like exactly how somebody caught lying would speak.
This is completely different. The apprehensive thing has completely destroyed the show for me. Every time I'm going to get caught on a word, I'm just going to punch out.
You can't get past it.
Well, no, because now I'm going to question every other word that I say until 10 o'clock.
Sure, sure.
You're listening to Bit Night, Thom and Shorts, with you on the Fan. We are talking about Buzzergate, whatever gate it is. Has it been dubbed Buzzergate yet?
I don't think so. Okay. I haven't seen that anywhere, but it's easy to call it that, and it doesn't require much thought from us.
We're talking about all the crazy, crazy stories coming out of baseball right now that have led to Carlos Beltran getting fired from a managerial job that he didn't even go to spring training or be the manager in a game yet. Alex Cora, who took the Red Sox to a World Series a couple years ago.
Yep.
And then the Astros organization, which a lot of people in D.C. are familiar with because they just played the Nationals in the World Series this year. So we're going to get into that. We're going to play a clip from the post game right after the moment that Shorts was describing.
Yeah.
But I need to say this before we go any further.
Sure.
We had to move the birthday game to 8:45.
Oh, that's a staple of the show.
Staple of the show. It's something we always do. Every time we're on, we always play the birthday game. We usually do it at like 7:45, the second hour, last segment of the second hour. It's like the sweet spot for that. But Ryan Spader had so much information that we actually had to move the birthday game. First time ever. Never been done in Bit Day, Bit Night history. Had to be done because this is such a big story. And what Spader was giving us was just too good to pass up to play the birthday game.
Well, look, I really want to resume this conversation that we're having. I have to remind people that everything I'm saying from right now until the end of this segment is wildly speculative.
Yes, wild.
And probably not rooted in reality or facts. But
this could be because you're still at work at 8:20 at night.
That is the essence of what this Twitter conversation is taking, the life form that it has taken online over the past two nights, and it's been fascinating.
Just to refresh,
yes,
we, and by we I mean the Houston Astros, have walked off the New York Yankees
in the 2019 ALCS.
Aroldis Chapman throws an off-speed pitch after throwing crazy heat in the game and in the series. Altuve's ready for it, hits a home run, gets met by the entire Astros crew at home plate.
Mm-hmm.
He covers up and protects himself like he's going to take a charge.
Right.
And is saying something. Some people think that he's saying, don't touch my jersey. Other people are saying that he's saying something in Spanish. We're not sure.
But the implication is that he is allegedly wearing some sort of buzzer device that tells him what pitch is coming underneath his jersey. And he doesn't want them to expose it accidentally by ripping his jersey off.
But what we do know is that before he does this interview that we're about to play, he went to the clubhouse to take his jersey off as opposed to just putting the championship t-shirt on like everyone else did on the field. This is Altuve, the man in question, with Ken Rosenthal on Fox after the game.
You asked the teammates not to tear your shirt. Why?
What's that?
Did you ask your teammates not to tear your shirt? Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
So last time he took his shirt off, he got in trouble with his wife.
Okay. Now, here's what I'd like to point out.
If I took my shirt off, I'd get in trouble with my wife.
I would, too. I don't have a wife, but I'd.
For different reasons.
I did. I'd like to point out that when he first asked him the question, now you can hear, it's obviously very loud. Now, it's plausible that he actually did not hear the question, and he's saying, what's that? I didn't hear you.
That's what I thought.
But it's also quite plausible, given all of this other context, like him allegedly telling his teammates that they can't rip his jersey off because he's allegedly wearing a buzzer underneath and he doesn't want it to get exposed.
So what's that part come into that?
Okay. It's quite possible also that he is a liar who's been caught and he's saying, what's that, to buy himself more time to think of an answer.
So you think he's scrambling?
That's a classic liar response. Somebody who's been caught red-handed doing something, and they're asked about it, they're confronted about it, they do what he did just there, which is go, what's that? I'm sorry, what were you saying? And that's, they know what he's saying. He heard the question just fine, allegedly, but he needs to buy himself an extra second to think of, what lie am I going to tell right now?
It's awfully loud in there.
Allegedly.
I mean, this is at, what is it, Minute Maid Park, right after Astros Darius have won the series?
Tom, Darius is playing it through the computer. If you hear it through...
Oh, okay, so it's compressed.
If you hear it through a phone...
I'm pretty sure it was loud on TV, too. But go ahead, play it again. Can you play it for us,
Just
Darius?
Listen for the scrambling that he's doing right after Ken Rosenthal asked him a question.
You asked the teammates not to tear your shirt. Why?
What's that?
Did you ask your teammates not to tear your shirt? Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
I don't hear that.
I'm too shy? What kind of excuse
He's
is that?
Shy. He's a short little guy.
I'm too
shy. He's probably been picked on his whole life.
I'm too shy. Please don't rip my jersey. What? This guy's a professional athlete. He's too shy to have his jersey ripped off by his teammates? That's BS.
What about this? What if
that is not a legitimate explanation?
What if someone from the Baseball Hall of Fame had put out a memo or made some announcement that if there was some sort of situation, like a walk-off situation, we're going to take all the memorabilia and the collectible items from that moment to put it in the Baseball Hall of Fame? What if he was saying, don't tear it because they're going to put it into the Hall of Fame?
No, because it would have been just as valuable if it was torn. And they're not literally tearing the jersey. They're just ripping the buttons off so they can take the jersey off.
Shy, too.
No, he's not shy. There's nothing to do with him being shy. He's trying to cover for himself and think of an answer.
What?
Oh, no, I've just been exposed on national television in front of millions of people. What am I going to say? What's that? What's that? What did you just say? I've been caught red-handed. What'd you say?
What if he was in the doghouse with his wife?
Come on.
And she had told him, don't take your shirt off on the field. I'm just saying.
Do you think that really happened? Do you honestly think it's possible that that happened?
I think that there's a...
His wife! He said, I'm white, my wife, and I'm shy. He gave two separate answers, by the way. Those are two unrelated answers, which is the sign of a guy who's scrambling for an answer. What does one have to do with the other?
Because the wife fights with Jose Altuve because she says, you're a shy guy. You're pretty shy. Why are you taking your jersey off on the field? Go to the clubhouse like a respectable person and take the jersey off.
You know that didn't happen. No, this was the guy who was blown away that he was being asked that question because he didn't expect it in a million years. And he goes, oh, my God, I got to think of an answer that doesn't sound like a guilty person. I didn't expect that question. Why did you take off the jersey or not want your teammates to take off the jersey? What? What did you say? Oh, no. I'm shy, and my wife told me not to take off my jersey. It's both of those things. I'm so sure.
Okay, but this is my point. What you are accusing of and what you are saying so certainly on the radio.
Yes.
As a professional broadcaster.
Allegedly, yes.
You are saying the complete opposite side of that. So it has to be somewhere in the middle.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be somewhere in the middle.
Play
it can
again?
Just be what it is.
What's that?
Yes. What's that?
What's that?
Listen how loud it is.
What's that?
What's that?
Dude, that is distorted audio.
It's not.
It is such distorted audio. Darius, is that distorted audio?
It's pretty distorted. There's a lot of crowd noise going on in the background.
Do you know? Yeah. Crowd noise. 41,000 people celebrating that the Astros are going to the World Series.
What does the crowd noise have anything to do with it?
He can't hear Ken Rosenthal.
He's right next to him. He's right next to his face. He can, of course he can hear him. He heard it the second time, and he said it the exact same volume. When he repeated the question, he said it at the exact same volume as he did the first time, and magically he can hear him now.
So you
all of a sudden he can hear him now, and oh yeah, let me throw out this insane, preposterous explanation that I'm shy and my wife got on me the last time my teammates ripped my jersey off. My wife got mad at me because my teammates ripped my jersey off last time.
What about
and
this?
Also, unrelated note, I'm shy.
What about this? We talked about how there was a run of Altuve getting picked on leading up to this moment by other players and his teammates. What if he was concerned that Mrs. Altuve would get into a fight with the other wives in the wives' box because of this situation?
Do you think Altuve's wife gives a damn at all? She goes, oh,
yes.
Wait, you're bringing home $14 million a year? Oh, okay, cool. I'll just sit at home and wait for you to do whatever you want with your teammates because we're taken care of for the rest of our lives.
But don't take your shirt off. That's all I ask. All I ask is you do whatever you want. Don't take your shirt off.
I have an important question to ask you, and then maybe we should go to the phones because I think that will help bolster my argument. Is it quite possible that he was wearing a buzzer underneath his jersey and that he did tell his teammates not to tear his jersey because he didn't want the buzzer to get exposed, and that he is lying to Ken Rosenthal and covering up his tracks because he didn't expect to get asked that question? Is that possible?
I would say,
is it possible? Answer the question. Is it possible? Is it possible?
I would say it's possible.
All right, let's go to line one. We got a phone call. Let's go to line one. If we can.
What's that? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. If you are on Shorts' side of things, please line up and fight for his honor. 1-800-636-1067. Do you think Jose Altuve is shy?
What's that?
And out there, I want you to walk over to your radio. Turn them up as loud as you go. Open up the windows.
Broadcasting live from the back corner of a building surrounded by other buildings being built. This is Bit Day with Chris Lingbach and Tom Daly.
This is Bit Night. We're all jazzed up, but when Brock makes us imaging, we have to play it. We've been playing jazz music throughout the show.
Yeah, we have.
And we conveniently got a call in the one segment where we played one of the rejoiners that Brock made that wasn't jazz. But Andy in Alexandria is really enjoying the music. He's all jazzed up tonight. Andy, what's going on?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I'm enjoying the music a lot.
We had talked about that there was a chance that because we're doing this bit that clearly nobody understands.
Right.
Except for us. And,
well, I don't understand it. I came into the show a little bit late.
Well, truthfully, I don't either, so I can't explain it to you. But there is a possibility, I said, that somebody out there driving, regardless of whether they get the bit, they're just enjoying the jazz music.
But, Andy, you would like to make a motion to only play jazz music on Bit Day, Bit Night?
I don't object.
I mean, you've been digging it so far.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm gonna. I listen to the Junkies a lot, just because of my job.
Sure.
They don't play jazz, you know. I know Cakes is the big jazz fan.
Yeah, Cakes. Right? Cakes loves jazz.
He does.
Yeah, Judas Priest.
Wait, Judas Priest isn't jazz? Is this a bit?
I don't know. Thank
I'm
you.
So confused.
Thank you, Andy, for the call. We're going to continue to be jazzed up this evening.
All right. Well, we got somebody, I think, on the phone, I believe, that supports my argument about Jose Altuve. Now, again, I have to say,
that this is wild speculation.
Wild speculation, probably not rooted in reality, but I'm willing to explore the conversation
and
anyways.
I was on the side of you're probably being a little too crazy. You were reading too much into the Ken Rosenthal postgame.
Yeah.
But during the break, we got a couple of tweets here. We got one from DC Nats Nut, who sent us a collaboration, for lack of a better term, of about six different photos, two of which with Jose Altuve, which with his wife, he's got his shirt off in all these photos.
What's that?
Then Brendan, well,
he said he was too shy. He was shy.
Right.
That's why I didn't want them to rip his jersey off instead of probably the truth, allegedly, and that he was just wearing a buzzer underneath his jersey, allegedly, and he didn't want them to expose the buzzer.
But the only thing that I would refute this with is that he's not on the ball field in these photos.
Yeah, but he said he was too shy. And these are public photos.
He's at a resort. He's at the beach. He's at a waterfall. He's got the shirt off. Those are all appropriate places to take your shirt off.
Wait, but look at all those photos. He's taking his shirt off all the time. He can't stop taking his shirt off, and he's clearly made those photos public. Otherwise, how are we seeing them? So he's clearly not actually shy about having his shirt off. And oh, by the way, he still had another shirt on underneath his jersey. It just happened to be flesh fitting, so it would have exposed the alleged buzzer underneath.
As gentlemen of larger stature,
yeah,
like ourselves, I don't want to hear anybody with six pack abs saying that they're shy.
That's right. That's right, Derek. That's a great
I'm going to be the one to say it. I don't want to hear that.
He's not shy. That's the whole point. He's not shy. He was scrambling to come up with an answer because the last question in the world he expected to be asked was, what, Darius? What was the question?
What's that?
We actually need the full audio if you still have it. Ken Rosenthal confronted him with this question right after he gets mauled by his teammates after hitting the walk-off home run, and this was his immediate response.
You asked the teammates not to tear your shirt. Why?
What's that?
Did you ask your teammates not to tear your shirt? Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
I'm too shy. That's BS because we saw him with the shirt off all over the internet.
At the beach, not on the ball field.
And he got in trouble with his wife. Of course his wife doesn't care about his teammates ripping his jersey off. That doesn't make any sense. And you heard the stammering in his voice, him asking to repeat the question because he needed an extra second to think of a lie because he didn't expect to be asked that question.
What's that?
Now let's go to line one.
Okay, let's go to Harold in D.C. Harold, what's going on?
Hey, fellas. He's not shy, and he's a liar.
Thank you. Allegedly.
He's not shy, because allegedly. I'm pretty sure there's tons of footage with him in the locker room with media, with him shirtless.
Yes, of course.
You know, around these same teammates.
Right,
and
but that's in the locker
liar
room.
Because he did actually three strikes when that guy asked him a question. He laughed, one, to buy himself some time.
Great call.
And then he asked him, what's that?
Yes.
And the first answer he gave was complete BS. Because he said, I'm shy. So
yes.
He answered him twice. And then he said, oh, my wife doesn't like it.
Thank you.
And then he laughed again with the, I hope you believe me laugh.
Thank you, Harold. You get it. See, he laughed. That was nervous laughter. And then he said, what's that? Because he needed a second to compose himself and think of a lie. And then he said he's shy. When it's very obvious he's not shy. He's a professional baseball player. Thank you.
There are plenty of baseball players that are shy.
I rest my case.
Steven Strasburg didn't let anyone talk to him on game day or the day before for a bunch of years.
Allegedly.
No, not allegedly. There are people that work in this very room that were not allowed to talk to him on certain days and get interviews because he was shy. That changed.
Allegedly.
I think you're just saying allegedly now.
That's an allegation that you're making right now. I don't necessarily support that.
I'm not making an allegation. There are plenty of people that you could text right now. Was there a time where Steven Strasburg was shy?
One of those people
would say yes.
And one of those people might be myself.
Right. And now you're forgetting that point.
Yeah. Well,
to support this wild speculation.
It's a convenient point to forget. I'll just say that.
Plenty of baseball players are shy.
So where do we stand on this now?
He made an oath to his wife.
You're not going to do the whole marriage bit on me.
I'm just saying.
So part of his vows were to not take his shirt off when she asked him not to, which she did not.
Yeah, she said, "Don't take your shirt off on the field."
She said, "If you happen to hit a game-winning home run in Game 7 of the ALCS, don't let your teammates maul you and take your shirt off."
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't she? He's like the little engine that could, right?
I'm not doubting his determination. In fact, I think he's such an determined individual that he allegedly might be willing to do whatever it takes to win.
Okay, Stan.
Including wearing a buzzer.
Stan in D.C. is giving us a call. He said he's met Altuve. Stan, what's going on?
So I've met Altuve in the locker room, and when I meet players in the locker room, like, we dap each other up and say hello and everything. Mm-hmm. And when we hugged, my hand hit his back, and he told me, "Don't worry about that. It was just an electronic stent." And I never thought anything of it, but now all of a sudden I'm starting to think that he was wired the whole time.
All right. So this is all allegedly, right? But you're saying that you met him and you hugged him and you felt the device on his back.
Yes.
What did it feel like?
I mean, like, it was, it felt like there was a piece of plastic there, like kind of like, you know, like about the size of a bottle cap or something.
Now, everybody so far that is making the allegation about the buzzer, they're saying it's on the front, on his chest. And he's saying it's on the back.
Is this Calhoun?
Yeah, like, so, well, no, I felt like these wires, and he said it was a stent, like an electronic stent for muscle stimulation.
So you're saying, did it come over the shoulder, onto the front?
I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know how far the thing went, because, I mean, I wasn't under his shirt or anything, but.
Now, in which stadium was this in?
This is when they played the Orioles.
I know, but what stadium was the occurrence, the meeting?
Oh, Camden.
Okay.
Thank you, Stan, for the call. Really appreciate it. I don't think we can confirm any of that.
Yeah, but I don't think we can at all.
But thank you for the call.
Do we want to say what Darius whispered in our ear, or should we just leave that off the air?
Just leave it.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Let's go ahead and just say that's probably not true, too.
Shorts.
Yes.
It's 8:45.
Oh, you know what time that is.
At 7:45, we were supposed to do the birthday game.
But now it's 8:45.
We had the push for Ryan Spader.
Well, what time is it now?
We had the talk about Jose Altuve and his wife.
If it's 8:45 and we didn't do the birthdays at 7:45, well, that can only mean one thing.
We're going to have to do the birthday game next.
Time for the birthdays. Staple of the show.
Staple of the show. Something we always do. This is Bitten. Follow at Chris Lingbach, or you go and at least check it out. There will, in very quick amount of time, be the Ryan Spader interview in full.
Yes, correct.
That people will be able to listen to in case you missed it, because he had a ton of information, has talked to a bunch of sources, people that are even in the league, that are playing in the league, he's talked to. Tons of information about Buzzergate and everything that's been going on in the world of baseball. But Shorts, as you put together this tweet,
yep,
we have more important things to tend to. It's a birthday game.
It's the birthday game. Time for the birthdays.
Last time.
Yes, give me a refresher.
Last time we played this, you went 1 for 5.
I thought I didn't get any the last time.
You got one at the very end. But it was so disappointing because you missed people like Jacoby Shaddix and
the lead singer of Papa Roach.
Yeah. And people that you should have known.
Yeah.
People that you absolutely should have known. Craig Biggio, you couldn't get.
I'm always annoyingly close, and it bugs me. It bugs me.
So it felt like a loss because there are people that you should have gotten. Yeah. Today, I'm saying all these people are in play for you to sweep the board. These are massive names. This is a great day for the birthday game. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
We will start with not the current First Lady, but the last First Lady of the United States.
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama has a birthday today. How old is the first lady, former first lady.
I'm pretty sure they like met in college or something.
I'm not sure about the history. I also can't give you any
clues.
They're
around the same age, but let me think about the daughters are teenagers. One's like 20.
I believe one is in college.
Yeah, one's like 20, 21, and the other one's like 16 probably. So she's got to be at least 40. I'm going to go 51.
You're in the right decade. You're in the 50s, but she's 56 today.
Wow. Well, she looks good for 56.
She does.
She looks very good.
Second one.
A little bit sized.
Second celebrity birthday today. Host of Family Feud. He does a version of Kids Say the Darndest Things. I'm not exactly sure what it is. He's always on beauty pageants now and always messing stuff up, which I believe is a bit, by the way. I believe that he's messing stuff up on purpose.
Oh, you mean like when he accidentally announced the wrong winner for the beauty pageant?
Right.
Yeah, that was great.
Steve Harvey, he has a birthday today. How old is the host of Family Feud?
Boy, he's up there. He's been around for a long time. He was probably in his late 30s for the Steve Harvey show, and that must have been 20 years ago now. 39 plus 20, 59. He's got to be 66.
Closer than I would have thought. He's 63. So you overshot a little bit. You were there on the math. You were getting there.
I'm honing in. I'm getting closer. But my tools aren't sharp. I need to sharpen my tools.
I just watched a movie that this actor was in the other night. It's from 1994. Finkel as Einhorn.
Oh.
One of the funniest movies. Doesn't hold up cinematography-wise, but joke-wise, it holds up very much. Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura, has a birthday today. How old is Jim Carrey?
This is another tough one.
Try to do the same math.
He was probably between 25 and 30 when the first Ace Ventura movie came out.
And that was 1994.
He was young, fresh-faced, and he blew up into a huge star. It was right around the same time as The Mask, and that was a big movie. One of the first big DVDs to come out around 96. 30, let's say he was 30 in 94. How many years ago was 94? 25, 26? I'm not good at math. 26 years ago? It was 1994, 26 years ago.
You can't help him, Darius. He's looking at Darius for info.
I'm not good at math.
This is your game to play.
53.
58. Jim Carrey is 58 today.
You're kidding me.
You have two more. Two more shots.
You're saying Jim Carrey is almost 60.
That's what I'm telling you, yes.
I don't believe it.
That's what celebritybirthdays.com gave me today.
Okay. All right.
Look it up in the break then. If you want to protest, you want to play the rest of this game in protest.
I'd play it under protest. I might have to.
Okay. This should be one. You should get on the board for this. She's the butt of a lot of jokes. She just appears randomly and everyone acts like it's the greatest thing. Betty White has a birthday today. Golden Girl. How old is Betty White?
Betty White. I know she's over the century mark because it was a big thing like a year ago. She came out. She still got it, too, for her age. It's incredible.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How do you know she's over the century mark?
It was like a big thing. She had like a lifetime achievement thing. She accepted it like the Oscars or the Grammys or one of those, you know, the TV ones, the TV Oscars. What are those called?
The Emmys.
The Emmys. Yeah, maybe it was the Emmys. It was like a year ago.
Okay.
She came out and she was all hip and spry and Betty White-ish.
And you couldn't believe that she was over 100.
Couldn't believe it. Like, to be that together and over 100. It's crazy. It's impressive is what it is.
Certainly is.
I'm going to say she's 101 because that felt about a year ago.
She's 98.
Get out of here! There's no way. They were definitely celebrating her being 100 years old.
She was born January 17th, 1922. That makes her 98.
This is...
Don't say it.
This is BS. This is BS.
Do you want to play the final
There's
one?
There's no way you can tell me that Betty White is not 100 years old.
I just confirmed it. She's not 100. Do you want to play the final one? Or since this
Let's
is
go.
In protest, you can forfeit.
Let's go.
Dwayne Wade, retired last year. Greatest Miami Heat player of all time. I don't even want to hear it about LeBron. He doesn't count. Dwayne Wade, Miami Heat legend, married to a famous woman. Okay. She's on a bunch of his commercials
Gabrielle
now.
Union.
There you go. Thank you. How old is Dwayne Wade?
Man, I wish I could remember which draft he was in. It was around 2005. And this is 2020. Played in Miami.
Do you know how old he was when he was drafted?
Just last year, yes. He was probably 19 or 20 out of Marquette. LeBron is overrated.
Yes, you got to include that.
Wildly overrated. Obviously, MJ's better. Not I'm going to say that Dwayne Wade is 38.
He's on the board.
Yes! 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 You don't know how close I was to saying 37.
One of the hardest rounds of the birthday game that I think have ever been played on 106.7 The Fan.
You Blue don't shorts, know how close I came to saying 37.
1 for 5.
My night would have been ruined.
Did not go over.
Obviously, we're not playing this game under protest.
Good.
I'm just like to say that for the record, this counts for the history books.
Very good. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. If you thought Betty White was over 100, you can line up on the phone lines.
It's possible
now,
she was lying about her age. Isn't that possible?
That's a hell of an accusation to make.
Well, is it? Women don't lie about their age? I'm so
Why
sure.
would she lie up?
No, she's lying down. She's over. Okay.
If she's celebrated.
That didn't come out the right way. She's not lying down. She's lying down about
under.
Her age.
She's playing the under.
Under. She's playing the under. Yeah, she's not lying down. She's playing the under and saying she's younger than she is. In fact, she could be over
right.
100.
We got to get to Craig Heist for the update. We are on till 10 o'clock. This is BitNet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.